Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Fire small business.
We can teach these barbarians a lesson in Western methods and efficiency that will put them to shame.
He tells it like it is.
I realize how difficult it's going to be in this godforsaken place where you can't find what you need. And there's the challenge.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
With all due respect, sir, I believe this is going to be our finest hour.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Continuing to celebrate Small Business Week here in our nation's capital. My 12th consecutive National Small Business Week, just to help the SBA celebrate, help you celebrate, to whoop it up on behalf of my heroes and Karen Kerrigan's heroes. That's right. Karen's with us. Karen's, as you know, is an original member of the show. She was a member of my show before. She was a member of the Brain Trust before there was a Brain Trust. Ladies and gentlemen, that's how long she's been hanging out with us and depositing her pearls of wisdom before us, casting them before us all these years, over 11 and a half years. And she's the president, the founder of the Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council. And she's somebody, she and her organization represent you in ways that you can't even imagine, fighting the good fight, going best two falls out of three with people who would like to do you harm, small business owners. There are people like that. I hate to burst your little Pollyanna bubble, but there are people in Washington, D.C. who care nothing about you and disregard you, maybe even don't even like you, believe it or not. And she's up here as one of the people who are fighting hard for you, and pound for pound, nobody does more for small business than Karen Kerrigan. Karen, welcome back to the show.
Hey, great to be here, Jim, and happy Small Business Week to you and everyone listening in. And we're trying to do our best to celebrate this week, but we got a lot of work on our hands in the Congress as well. So it's a busy week for small business, that's for sure.
That's right. There are a lot of I'm trying to point out to small business owners, I have been trying to do this now for quite a while, that there are people in our government right at this moment who are plotting, planning, scheming, working really hard, highly motivated, completely determined to do things that will hurt us. And I think a lot of small business owners think that I don't think they are aware of that. Karen, what do you think?
Well, I agree. I mean, many of them are so busy running their business and the day-to-day grind really doesn't give them the opportunity to look at what the reality and the facts are up on Capitol Hill. But you know, Jim, yesterday, for example, we decided, well, let's do an open letter to Congress, which we did, and we got it to every member of Congress and said, look, it's National Small Business Week, and what you can do this week to help small business is help them, you know, alleviate some of their external costs and get off of their backs, as opposed to what they're doing right now. It's just amazing to me, Jim, that as we speak, the House government, one committee over in the House is considering a major piece of energy legislation, a cap and trade piece of legislation that, if enacted,
yes,
will raise costs on average, energy costs for business owners and consumers, $3,000 per year. In addition, both the House and the Senate are looking at how they're going to finance and put together the health care reform packages. They're definitely talking about employer mandates over on the House side. They're definitely talking about tax increases.
Karen, hold on a second. Tell the audience what you mean when you say employer mandates, because a lot of times that's a word that just slides right through and it doesn't land, in my opinion, with the impact that it should have. Tell them what that means.
Well, that basically means that the government is going to require that you as a business owner are going to have to provide health insurance for yourself and your employees, whether you can afford it or not. You are going to be required to buy health insurance. And on the Senate side, they're definitely, you know, looking at an individual mandate, meaning that everyone in the country will be required to purchase insurance, whether they can afford it or not. So this is just going to be another
requirement. And Karen, let me ask you another question here. let me stick one other thing in here. Not only will the requirement to be mandated to have insurance, but if they follow a New York or a Massachusetts or a California model, they will mandate the kinds of coverage you should have inside of that.
Oh, definitely. There will be a basic benefit package that says, yeah, this is going to be the minimum requirement that you're going to have to buy. And trust me, that minimum is not going to be minimal. It's going to be an expensive package. You know, also, Jim, as you know, they're looking at, putting together, what's called the quote-unquote public option, a public plan that people can, buy into. And of course, many in the industry and the experts say, well, this will crowd out private insurance. But also there's other dangers in that as well, and we could talk about that when we get back from the break.
Absolutely. Hold on to that thought. Karen Kerrigan, ladies and gentlemen, is with us. She and I will be right back. It's 20 till celebrating Small Business Week. We'll be back after these.
Walking through this world, nothing can stop the Duke of Earth. And you.
We're back. It's 17 till 43 after the hour. I'm going to do the math on the clock here. Welcome back. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you'll check it out when you get a chance. Use it to your advantage. We built it just for you. There, you can find my blog there, my knowledge base. We've got articles, thousands of articles that I've written or my brain trust members have written, like our good friend Karen Kerrigan, who's with us right now. And you can check out the archives, where there are thousands of those that have been contributed, associated with my brain trust, where they've joined us, our 1,500 brain trust members. Over the last, we've been archiving for 10 years now. So I hope you'll check those out when you get a chance, and hope you'll subscribe to my free newsletter. And if you follow me on Twitter, or if you want to, I'm at Jim Blassingame. And as I said, Karen Kerrigan is our guest. She's president of the Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council, SBEcouncil.org, which is an organization I highly recommend that you find out about. And I'll tell you what, folks, now more than ever, small businesses need organizations like Karen's and the work that she does and she and her folks do. And Karen, on behalf of small business owners, as we come up against some awfully formidable enemies, and I do consider them to be enemies, some of the things that are going on right now, you were talking about earlier, the healthcare mandates, cap and trade, the union bill, higher taxes, I consider all of those to be enemies, dangerous enemies of my small business. What do you think?
Oh, my gosh, Jim, yes. I just can't even imagine what is going through some of these members of Congress's head right now, the congressional leadership. Given, even in a good economy, imposing costs like that is just nuts. I mean, it's misguided, it's foolish, given the fact that, from a global competitiveness perspective, but just, small business owners need as much capital and resources that they can get their hands on to grow, survive, even in a good economy. But in the current economy, what they're talking about, I just scratch my head and say, are these people, divorced from reality? I mean, small business owners are in pain right now. They're hurting. Access to cash and capital is tough. Some of them are just eking it out. Some of them are failing. And yet they just continue to move on with these proposals that are just preposterous from a cost perspective for business owners. And Jim, I just also, when I was doing some work talking with people up on the Hill yesterday as well, I mean, it looks like the Democrats' leadership is also going to push mandatory paid sick leave in the next couple of weeks and try to try to get that out of committee, and that would require
how far down? All the way down?
15 employers or more. And 15 employees, excuse me, or more, you'll be required.
Wow.
And, just like, okay, where do they think business owners are?
Mandatory sick leave, 15 employees or more. I'll be
okay,
done.
So now we're going to have mandatory health care, paid sick leave. Okay, they're going to micromanage, energy. And
here's the thing I don't understand. Here's what I don't understand, Karen. Okay. What I don't understand is, is if they talk to anybody in Europe, Europe has all this stuff and more. They know that Europe can't be competitive. Everybody knows that these are the reasons why Europe isn't competitive globally. And yet, and why are we, we don't have to wonder. It's not necessary for us to wonder what will happen with this experiment. The experiment has already happened. It's called Europe, and it's not successful. They don't want these things over there. They wish they had another system. They wish they had our system.
Oh, absolutely.
Why are we trying to be like them?
I don't know. It's just, there's no doubt particularly, they know what we do best over here, and that is the small business and entrepreneurial sector, has relative freedom. I mean, it used to have more, but relative freedom just to continue to experiment, to innovate, to grow. There was, the flexibility is what is so necessary, particularly with, with respect to labor flexibility, in order to, in order to grow businesses and to manage the growth of businesses. So, and they don't have that flexibility.
Well, how about planning? How about planning, Karen? I mean, think about this. We got proposals to unilaterally and globally is what I mean. In other words, just in the United States, raise our energy costs significantly over the next few years. How does a small business owner, on the one hand, the administration says, we want you to do more exporting. Well, if unilaterally our energy expenses are going up and our global competitors are not going up because they don't have the cap and trade taxes that we're going to have, how can we plan on being competitive in the future with our exporting?
Well, we can't, as you know that, Jim. I mean, the cost of our exports will be higher, and there'll be less demand for them around the world. And you're right. I mean, China and India, and all the other countries who don't have this cap and trade, system. I mean, the price of their goods, and they'll be more competitive. The price of their goods will be lower. And it does. It puts us at a competitive disadvantage. Not only that, it continues to drive manufacturers and businesses overseas. Not only cap and trade, but you're also looking at, some corporate taxes and business taxes that the administration is looking to raise.
Right.
That also some business, I think the Obama administration thinks that these corporations are joking when they said, no, we'll move overseas. Well, there's proof that many of them already have, or mm-hmm. they've moved operations overseas. And this is not going to induce companies to come back to the U.S.
That's the point, Karen, I was making a minute ago.
Yes.
Is that, we don't have to wonder what the result of these activities are going to be.
No.
They've already been tried.
Yes.
We've already seen the results. Folks, there's no mystery about any of this. There are plenty of experiments that have already happened that we can watch and say, we like that and we don't like it. I'll tell you. And I look at these other experiments. I don't like them. I don't want that in the United States. Stay with me. Back, it's 7 till on Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. We're visiting with our good friend Karen Kerrigan, the president and the founder of the Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council. Karen, SBEcouncil.org is your website. Tell the audience a little bit about the SBE Council.
Oh, sure, Jim. We are a nonprofit, nonpartisan advocacy organization that works to protect small business, promote entrepreneurship. We have 70,000 members nationwide. We look at everything that's moving through the Congress and the regulatory agencies and also at the state level in terms of its impact on small business ownership and startup and entrepreneurship. We have lots of good stuff on our website. We have lots of studies, our Small Business Index, our Business Tax Index. We have our Fact of the Week, our columns. Lots of really good stuff on our website in terms of what the government may or may not be doing to help your business, as well as good resources to help your business grow. I would encourage people to sign up for our e-news. You can do that right on the website, and we'll send you a weekly update on everything that we're working on, as well as good resources for your business and just a lot of good stuff. So, but we need you. We need small business owners to become involved and engaged in what we're doing, because these are perilous policy times right now, and we need the voice of small business in all these debates.
We absolutely do. And by the way, I'm going to correct something Karen just said ladies and gentlemen, she said that they were nonpartisan. Well, that's not exactly correct. She and her organization are fierce, determined partisans for small
business. That's right. There you go.
It doesn't get it. That's not accurate. These people are fierce, unrelenting, determined advocates for you, small business, and partisans for you, and that makes them my kind of folks. Karen, I've been thinking that the most likely immediate danger to small businesses is this health care proposal that they're making, but you think that there may actually be a twin that may be given, may be birthed at the same time, in the form of the energy bill.
Well, I think both the energy and the health care bills are both equally important in terms of maintaining our voice and presence on these issues, because the energy bill is moving right now in the House committee, and I know that Waxman, the chairman, wants to get that out by the end of the week and get that through the House at least really quickly. I know the president wants the bill to sign. That'll be a little more difficult over on the Senate side, because you do have very vocal senators who are Democrats from energy-producing states who don't like the looks of the bill. But still, I think from a cost perspective, it could be just as costly for small business owners as the health care bill that's moving through. Now, health care, that's going to be going a little bit slower, but still, there's negotiators meeting behind closed doors. How are we going to finance this thing? Who's going to be paying for it? Guess what? I mean, it all points to small business owners and the self-employed, who I think are going to get the raw end of the deal. You know, they say they're doing it for us so we can afford it and we can have access to it. But there's no doubt in my mind that, one, we're going to be either picking it up, the cost up through higher taxes, or else we're going to have to, there's going to be some type of mandate, you know, that's going to require us, either as individuals or employers in the system, to purchase insurance, whether we can afford it or not. So, small business, you need to get active again out there, need to keep up to date with what we're doing, sign up for our weekly brief, and you need to keep your voice, you need to really make your voice heard to both your members of the House, a member of the House, as well as the Senate.
One of the things, folks, that one of the reasons why Europe is not as entrepreneurial as the United States is, and they aren't, ladies and gentlemen, there's no mistaking that. This is a fact.
And they admit it.
I've been over there.
I've
talked to them.
They say it.
Of course.
Yeah.
They've invited me over to try to teach them how to be more entrepreneurial. And so they're just not. But one of the reasons they're not is because if they want to start a business, they have to start with a certain amount of baggage that the government demands, that they mandates that they have, or if they don't start out with that certain level of capability, they can't start a business. I wonder what would have happened to Microsoft if Bill Gates had to have. I mean, he was in his garage, for God's sake, when he started Microsoft. Basically, I mean, I wonder if he could have pulled that off if he'd had all these mandates being laid on them in the beginning. I mean, and the list is long. My business, you know, it's the same story. So, ladies and gentlemen, please stay active in this. Please get active. Please talk to your member of Congress. Tell them how you feel about it, and support the Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council, SBEcouncil.org. Karen, I got to wrap it up. Thanks for being here. Good job today. Thanks for the hard work you're doing. Keep it up.
Oh, thank you, Jim. My pleasure.
And it's good to have you here. Karen Kerrigan, ladies and gentlemen, my good friend and yours too, whether you know it or not. Got to go for this hour. Jim Blessing Game. Thanks for hanging around with me. I'll be back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.